They didn't go to Portugal, no. They're not in my plans, as they know. It's up to them. They've had offers. But at the moment, they're not budging and they're not agreeing terms and all the rest of it. You know, some of them are, not all of them. I can't say all three of them have. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. It's up to them, really.
But all three of them have had good, strong interest and some really firm offers?
There's been interest. There's been interest. You know, and it's then up to them to negotiate certain things. So that's up to them, but hopefully we can shift two or three of them out before the season starts.
Yeah, and Grant McCann, he did make the trip to Portugal, and I know probably other people have mentioned this to you as well, but Lee Frecklington last season managed to work his way back into your plans. Is there a chance that Grant maybe could do the same?
Well, I'm not foolish enough to say Grant's never going to play somewhere again. He's a good player. There's no question of that. And he's done a great job for us. It was just a decision on a lot of different levels I've made it for. One, that I knew that I'd be getting, well, I hoped I'd be getting other players in his position. We've obviously added Boswick, who's 8 years younger. He's in the last year of his contract. And then that's the policy of the club, the last year of the contract. If they don't sign or we don't offer them anything, they'll go on the list. And that's the right policy. And Grant's no different to any other ones. But, you know, I think it's fair to say that Bawley and Litz and Josie are definitely not my plans. You know, there is a slight difference between a lot of them, you know.
And I suppose something else with Grant as well, I mean, from when we've spoken to him, seems very, very professional. You can have him out there and you know he's not going to sort of cause you any issues or be sulking or anything like that.
No, not at all. Same with Paul Taylor and Boydie. That's, you know, they're just getting on with it and being professional. All of them have, you know, they don't get problems from them. You know, at the end of the day, as a manager, you've got to make decisions and they've got to abide by that. But if they're stubborn enough to say, right, we're not going to budge, then there's not much I can do to that. You know, I can't put a gun to their head, so I just have to go on with it.
And what about Taylor and Boyd? I mean, you've mentioned there's been plenty of interest in them. Has any of that got any firmer?
There is interest in both of them. They're going to be the two very good players, but nothing to a level where it's turned our heads by any stretch of imagination at the moment.
Yeah, so still quite a long way off with both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously you're more than happy to keep the pair of them. If you don't get the money that you want, you'd be more than happy to have them in the squad for next season?
Well, there's a football side of it and there's a business side of it. You know, the danger we've got is if we're both here, they run out their contracts. And as a club, we can't afford that to happen, really. You know, because there is a business element to it. And you've got two fabulous players that will just leave for nothing. So, you know, there's that side of it and there's also the football side of it. But I've sort of prepared that the ones I knew were on the list weren't going to be here at the start of the season and I've not really changed away from that. But if they are, then you just go on with it.
Yeah, and it's all obviously been going pretty smoothly for you over the past couple of weeks. Probably the only frustration for you might have been all this speculation, all this talk about Nottingham Forest. Now, I know you came out with your statement and you were very clear about your situation. Is speculation like this, I mean, you've had it before, you'll have it again, just something you've got to put up with?
Well, it's something that's part and parcel of the game, speculation. I've said, you know, I'll say it again, it's not for me. I'm happy here. And that's the end of it, really.
Is it just a case of people putting two and two together? I know it's been mentioned that there has been some contact somewhere along the line, but is it mostly just a case of you're a good up-and-coming manager and Forest need a manager?
Listen, it's a case of, well, it's not for me and that's it. You know, I don't think anyone needs to know anymore, do they? I'm here, I'm manager, and that's it. Sort of puts closure on it.
Yeah, and looking then at your pre-season and your games to come, presumably you're very happy with where you're at. Looking towards those first fixtures, Crawley this weekend, how will you be approaching that one? Is it just a case of giving everyone game time?
Yeah, same as I've always approached it. Everyone will get 45 minutes, the same at St Neots. So if our fans going along know what to expect, they'll see 22 players for both them games, and then the Norwich game will be slightly different. I'll have to assess that with the fitness people and see what length of time we give them in that game. But the first two games, everyone will get 45 minutes.
Yeah, and in terms of injuries, everyone looking fit and well at the moment? I know Emil Sinclair, he's been away for, is it paternity leave he's been away, but everyone else looking okay?
Yeah, everyone else is fine. No problems at all. Everyone's come through the training so far, fine, no problems at all.
When will you hope to get Emil back on board?
Emil will be fit for the start of the season. You know, that's all I can say on it at the moment.